I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not real.
Limited Capacity is a collection of six darkly amusing stories about the mysterious ways we interact with the internet and with each other.
There's something going on with him. It's like an act. I don't trust him.
What?
You're staring at me like I should say something, but I don't really know what to do here.
That's the whole name of the game. Don't talk about how the town isn't real. Do you understand?
Limited Capacity. Available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
My name is Hannah. I am an actor and stand-up comedian, and my current relationship status is Tinder. So I decided that I wanted to take an acting class, and it was my first day, and I didn't know anyone, so I just sort of sat in the corner by myself watching. And then this one guy went up on stage, and, you know, he was a little overweight, kind of schlubby, not traditionally handsome. But I noticed that everyone in the classroom kind of leaned in. You know, even the teacher looked around at everyone like,
shh, it's his time. Little Joe.
You tell Little Joe Johnny's not running anymore. All right? His legs don't work.
And sure enough, he was amazing. He was really in the moment, alive. He made the scene feel real. And I thought, oh my gosh, this guy's amazing.
And you tell Little Joe that Johnny's not going to be pushed around anymore!
And then the acting class finished and kind of just shuffling out. And then he kind of runs up to me and he starts chatting with me.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good?
Me too. It's good, we're both good.
You know, he's flirting with me and I could tell, you know, he was just sort of asking me questions.
What's your name?
Hannah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Love it. If I get a disease where I have to talk backwards, I can still say your name.
And I was flirting back with him, you know. I was, like, smiling at him and laughing at his jokes. And it was just, like, really effortless. Like, we had, like, a great chemistry right away. And then he said...
What are you doing now?
I was like, I don't know, like...
Nothing? I was just gonna go home.
Just go for a drive.
And I thought, okay. So I went with him. And, you know, I just was like, this felt right, so I just did it. It was really sweet. We just kind of drove all around the city and we were just sort of talking the whole time. And then he sort of put on Elton John, but he just starts singing it. And I mean like singing it. He's like,
and I'm gonna be a man when the time is.
We're just like
right.
Both zooming up the hill together and like the windows are down and we're just singing. We're just doing it.
I'm a brilliant thing, I'm gonna go through space. I'm the type of guy that goes all over the place. I'm what the papers might call the spaceship guy.
It was beautiful. So we park. We kind of park like on this hill overlooking the city. You know, the moon's above us, and it's just so romantic. And, you know, Elton John's playing. It's just really beautiful. And then he just leaned in and kissed me. We start making out. What started with a tender kiss quickly evolved into some heavy petting. You know, after 20 minutes, you know, he gets my shirt off. Then after 30 minutes, my pants are off. Like, somehow my clothes are off, but he's like fully clothed. And I'm like, oh my God, like we need to stop.
This is just moving too fast for me. I just want to stop.
We're in the same acting class. This could be awkward next week. So we stopped making out and we just started talking again. And we were talking about in-depth philosophical stuff.
You ever think about the universe? How big it is? Stuff like that.
He's really deep and spiritual.
Maybe we die. Maybe we get reborn on another planet in another solar system. I think about this stuff every morning.
I'm like, holy shit, this guy's blowing my mind, you know? I'm just telling him everything about myself. I'm just kind of pouring my heart out.
I once had to mercy kill a pigeon.
And we were talking about working through things in life and how, You know, sometimes when tough things happen to you, it's a good way for you to grow as a person. And I end up saying,
you know, when I was 23, I found out that I had HPV, and I was really upset about it for a few years until I realized that a lot of women have it, and it's actually really common.
And he said, oh.
Really?
I could see it really got his attention. And he said,
I think it's amazing that you told me that.
And I said,
why?
And he said,
well, I think I might have a wart on my dick.
No, I didn't laugh at the time. I was like, really? To be honest with you, he wanted to show me.
Oh, yeah, here, take a look. You have to.
I was like, I don't want to see it. I didn't want to see his dick yet, and I certainly didn't want to see it to inspect it for warts. And he said,
well, I've had it for 3 years, but I was too afraid to go to the doctor to get it checked out.
3 years? That is so irresponsible. You're 30 years old. We would have been fooling around. My hands would have been all over you. My mouth, whatever. Who knows?
I know. I'm so sorry.
And then he just starts to kind of beat himself up.
God damn.
I'm like, it's okay.
It's okay.
Oh, it's not. It's a wart on my dick, and I'm trying to kiss a beautiful lady.
So then I kind of let go of the anger, and I thought, I'm just going to help this guy. So I was like,
all right, you take me home, and tomorrow we both go to the STD clinic.
And he's like,
okay.
I still liked him. So the way I was thinking was, what if he doesn't have warts and I help him through this situation? Then we'll come out of it together even stronger and it'll be a beautiful love story. So anyways, the next morning he picked me up bright and early, wanted to beat the crowds. And our second date was at the STD clinic. Totally different vibe than the night before. So we are sitting in the STD clinic. It's just dead silent. We can hear the clock ticking. No one really does small chat when they think they have herpes. They called his name in and just kind of gave him a nod. And I was left alone with my own thoughts. Like, how did I get to this place? All I wanted to do was become a better actor. And in one day, I have saddled this man-boy 30-year-old in my life. And I'm at an STD clinic sorting out his dick problems. So, you know, life changes quick. Eventually, he comes back out, and it was a sort of a neutral look. I couldn't read it. I couldn't tell whether it was good news or bad news. He's like,
let's go.
So he just kind of grabs his coat and legs it out the door, and then I follow him. We go outside to the parking lot, and I was kind of like,
what up? Like, are you okay?
Then he goes,
yeah!
And I'm like, what?
I don't have a wart. It was a skin day!
And I was like, yeah. And then we like high five, and we do like a little victory dance, and we're hugging, and it's so amazing. I'm like, yeah, this is great. And he's like,
well, like, I do have this other thing on my dick, but it's not warts.
Yeah! What? Sorry, what did the doctor say?
Well, like, he did see this other thing.
Around my ball sack.
It looked sort of like a syphilis lesion.
Syphilis?
Syphilis is way worse than warts.
Like by a far margin. So I said,
you know what? I think my work here is done.
So I kind of tapped out of that relationship. And I delete him off Facebook. However, 2 weeks later, I had to perform a scene with him. I was totally in my head the whole time when I was acting with him because we had like a kissing scene.
Well, he asked these lips.
And I was like, does this guy have syphilis? Like, can you get syphilis from kissing? I got tested after that. I don't have any syphilis or warts. But we did the scene and the whole class erupted and my teacher just kind of like took off his glasses and he's like,
that was the best acting
I've ever seen. You guys
have an amazing chemistry together.
Congratulations.
So, anyways, after that scene, I never talked to him. I'm Hannah, and that is my true dating story.
If you have a story of your own, we want to hear it. Find us on social or at truedatingstories.net. And don't miss the series, streaming now on CBC Gem and Fuse Plus.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.